let's be honest. To be a successful content creator, there is so much that we have to do for the content. In this weekly podcast, your host, Dre OKK, that's me, I'll be sharing tips and strategies that I use to dominate my social media page, Dre Knows Best, where I grew 5 million followers. I have partnered with brands like Netflix, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. I'll also be having fun conversations with successful content creators about the creative process. The ultimate goal for this Do For The Content podcast is to inspire you to take those first steps into digital creation and help you grow as a creator and ultimately turn your passion into paycheck. So y'all ready? Let's do for the content, y'all. You guys, this is a great episode. I believe after you finish listening to this, you are going to be equipped with all the tools, all the elements you need to know to create a great, engaging video that someone is going to watch and rewatch again and share and comment and like, because this video is engaging. I listed out a bunch of different elements, and certain things you need to do in your video that's going to help you increase your engagement in your video. So I'm excited. Woohoo! But of course, before I dive into the episode, we got to do the usual. Thank some of y'all for your recent reviews. I really appreciate it, because you know how it happens. Whenever y'all review the podcast, it also increases our visibility and, of course, credibility. So thank you so much for the recent review from G-Nay22222. Thank you so much for the review. You said you love this. Heart emoji, very informative and beautiful energy. Thanks, darling. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You know, we keep the positive energy on Do It For The Content podcast. That's what we're all about. And of course, this episode, like I told you earlier, is going to be, I know a lot of you guys are struggling with creating videos. You're trying to figure out what is your format. You're posting and you're not getting the engagement you want. It's okay. Drea got you. And of course, if you are on your journey of TikTok, right, you're trying to figure out the whole TikTok algorithm, trying to figure out how to post, trying to figure out the beginning, how to even figure out the hashtags, how to, you know your niche, all that in-depth knowledge for TikTok specifically, y'all already know levelup.dreaknowsbest.com is your spot, is where you need to go for my TikTok course from A to Z on how to create engaging videos, best practices to use on TikTok, the features that help you spark creativity, and so on and so forth. Go ahead and go to levelup.dreaknowsbest.com. Get that course and level up your TikTok game. People are doing it. They don't have two heads. They're not better than you. If they can do it, you can do it too. So without further ado, let's dive into some important elements for creating an engagement video. And I feel like if you are not using these elements in your video, this is probably why your video is flopping, okay? To start off, let's start off with the overall surface for any video that is going up you're posting. Any content you're posting online, it either has at least one of these three E's. One, are you providing some type of emotional value? Either emotional value, are you providing an educational value, or are you providing some type of value of entertainment? Is your video entertaining, providing me with emotion, or educating me? Because that's y'all already know, I say this all the time, the best type of videos provide some type of value. If it's educational, what am I learning from your video? Are you giving me recipes? Are you giving me outfit hacks? Are you giving me, you know, tips to stay on a budget? What educational value am I getting from your video? Because when I watch your video and I get some type of informative value, I'm going to save this video. I'm going to share it to a friend. I'm going to like and consume this content and be, you know, be waiting for the next video you're going to post. So what type of educational value are you giving me? Or emotion. When I watch your video, are you giving me the emotion of inspiration or aspiration that, you know, when I see you post a travel vlog, I want to, you know, save up my money to travel the world like how you're doing. Are you giving me the value of nostalgia? You know, your content, maybe your content is about, you know, that triggers the emotion of nostalgia. Or are you giving me the value of like warmth with your family vlogs or your family videos? Your, you know, so what type of emotion are you triggering for people? Last but not least, the last E is entertaining. How are you entertaining me? If your video is entertaining and you're not giving some type, if you don't need to be educating me, you don't need to give me emotional value. Just make me laugh or keep me engaged by entertaining me. So maybe you're entertaining me by, you know, a sketch comedy, or you're entertaining me by, you know, telling me a story time about what happened to you yesterday when you were in traffic. How are you entertaining me in your storytelling, you know? Now you know, as long as you have one of those three E's, in fact, have all three E's in your video is going to be compact with people want to watch it. But now it's time for you to record your video. And you're like, okay, I want to record this video, but what format am I going to release this knowledge, these three E's for them? This is where I don't have an acronym for it yet, but I hope I come up with one. But on my list is first. The first thing on your list, your video, every video you post needs to have, or at least majority of your videos need to have, is some type of hook. Especially on TikTok, because TikTok is all videos. People are constantly, do y'all even see, I just thought about that now. Do y'all ever see picture content on your Instagram? I barely see any pictures on my Instagram. It's only reels. So this applies for YouTube Shorts, this applies for Facebook Reels, this applies for Instagram Reels, this applies for TikToks, and applies for Triller, whatever other short, Pinterest, whatever short form video platform you're posting on, or whatever video platform you're posting on, hooks are important. Why are hooks important? Because it literally hooks them in. It's that bait you have on your fishing rod that's gonna make them stop scrolling and watch your video. They're gonna stop scrolling and give you their undivided attention. For that first 3 seconds is important, because what the algorithm sees is if they're stopping to watch your video and they're watching the full thing, then ding, 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 let's push this more out to people. But so what exactly are hooks? I apologize. I feel like I just went on a tangent about hooks, but I didn't explain to you what hooks are. Hooks basically, yeah, I did. They hook them in. But let me give you some examples of hooks, right? A hook is... five mistakes you're making by doing blank. Let's say your niche is fitness. Five mistakes you're making when you're doing ab workouts. I'm gonna be like, hold on, I'm making mistakes. What you mean I'm making mistakes? Let me stop and watch this video. What mistakes am I making? Another hook is three red flags to look for in blank, whatever industry you're in banking. Three red flags to look for in relationships. You need to be doing these three things in order to be successful in blank, whatever industry you need to be. So if you see what the underlining keyword is, I'll give you an example. Here are four signs you're ready to blank. The reason why the keyword in every hook is you. Human beings, we are, as much as we care about people, whatever, let's be honest, we're all we're all self-centered. And we're more interested in something that's gonna benefit us. So the keyword in every hook I just listed is that word, you. You always wanna involve the audience, the listener. You have been eating ketchup the wrong way. I have been eating ketchup the wrong way? What do you mean? TikTok does not want you to know this. Oh, what do you mean TikTok does not want me to know this? You know, so I'll give you another example. If I am a salesperson and I want to sell this, let's just say a remote. I want to sell a remote. I am not going to say, hey guys, I just bought this new TV with this remote. I love it so much because it helps me watch in high definition, and also it records whatever videos I wanted to record when I can't watch these shows. I would have scrolled so fast versus saying something like, this TV will change your life. Oh, hold on. This TV is going to change my life? Let me, what do you mean? Why? How? Explain. You see how you're more likely going to stop scrolling and watch that video about a TV versus like, I love this TV so much because it's the best. No. This TV, you've been all, the TV you have is trash, and let me tell you why. Have you seen this new TV I got? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you involve them, you make them, you trigger. It's kind of like how YouTube has the clickbait kind of like captions. It's very important. Or like news articles, blogs, bloggers always have like, you know, very like hooky subject lines on their emails that makes you want to actually open up the email. Think about your hooks that way. So important, because again, capturing that attention in the first 3 seconds is so important. And for hooks, either you are saying it or you can put the text on the screen. Think about the Siri voice saying, three red flags you're missing. Like that Siri voice, you know, the text-to-speech feature that I think Instagram has that too, and TikTok has that too. So either you put the text on the screen so that way as they're scrolling, they see it and they stop and watch, or you actually verbally say it if your video is in that format of talking to people, right? So hooks are so important. What else is important in making your video engaging? A call to action, babe. Call to action is so important. Why did my New York accent just come out? Oh God, my B. But yeah, call to action is important because this is what's going to prompt people to follow you, like your video, save your video, share your video. I'll give you some examples of call to actions. A call to action would be in your caption putting, you're going to want to save this. Save this for later. You would need it. So by putting this on the screen, maybe even in the middle or in the end, it doesn't matter where you put it, right? As long as you put it there, some type of call to action is going to prompt them to boost your engagement. Follow a text on the screen. Follow for more content like this. Follow this page. Follow my page. Comment your thoughts is another good call to action. I like that, comment your thoughts, because if you're talking, if it's going to prompt your users to, you know, engage in the comments. That's so important because, again, that's your metrics, and also is going to spark conversation with your community. They're going to start, you know, conversating with each other. You can pin one of the comments that's like actually like a really good thought, or you can, you know, build out on it. And that kind of leads me to my next point is involve your community. This is another element of a great video. I gave this example before in a previous podcast. When I went to Nigeria a year and a half ago, I was lazy. I didn't want to start thinking about content ideas because I always overthink my content whenever I go back to Nigeria because I want it to be perfect. I don't know why, that's just me. So I told my audience, I'm like, hey y'all, I'm in Nigeria. Let me know what y'all want to see. And they comment what they want to see. Some people commented, I want to see the food you guys have in Nigeria. I replied, instead of replying that to that comment with text, I click on it and reply back with video. So I created a whole video about the different foods in Nigeria and I posted it. And when you do reply comment with video, it shows that comment on that video. People are able to tap on that comment and go back to your previous video. And what also happens is it engages your community to comment more of their thoughts and more ideas that they want you to see. They want to see you do, because they see, oh, Drea replied back to this person with video. I want her to reply back with video to me too. I want my username on this video, in her next video. That's like basically a shout out. Let me make sure I comment something that's gonna, you know, spark her to use my comment, something witty, something good. So that's a great way to involve your community. Instagram lets you do that too as well, reply back with video. Pinning comments. I gave that example a little bit earlier. Pinning some comments that, let's just say in your video, you ask in your caption, you know, your call to action in your caption is probably like, you know, what's your favorite food? Maybe you posted a video about food and you ask them, what's your favorite food? Sometimes people overlook captions and they don't read it. So if someone actually went ahead and commented their favorite food, pin their comments, because it's going to actually prompt other people to reply back to that, you know, that question you asked in your caption. So also in general, just like pin comments, play around with it, pin one comment unpin it, pin a new one, you know, like your comments, engage with your followers in the comments section and your DMs. So important to involve your community, because especially on TikTok, the audience wants to feel like they're part of your, they're your friend. They're part of your experience. They don't just want to see the final product. They want to be part of the creation of that product, you know? So, and by product, I mean your video. So don't just think like, oh, I'm just going to post whatever. Yes, post whatever you want, but also it's even better to involve your community in your content, you know? Also going live too. But I mean, that's not really part of creating like an engaging video, but going live after you post the video is great, especially on TikTok, because you end up on the For You page, people will engage with your video, your profile, and that's more engagement on your video you posted. So yeah, involve your community. There's another like feature on TikTok that lets you like create a question and people can reply, create a video replying back to that question. I've seen people utilize that for like great engagement. It's great. Now, another element of, I think this is the final element I actually wrote down, is sound. Sound is a huge, major element for creating an engaging video. Now, why I think sound is important is because, one, like I mentioned this in my course, my TikTok course, is if TikTok was a car, the wheels of the car would be music, would be sound, because that's what drives your videos to people's phone screens, people's For You page, people's Explore page. Same thing on Instagram, same thing on YouTube in a way. But the music you put on your video is so important, because if, I'll give you an example, the drop challenge, right? The Beyonce, give me some, but when people were dropping low, squatting and dropping low, every time when the beat dropped at the Beyonce partition song. So that was a challenge. And anytime you hear that song, give me some, you know that's associated to the drop challenge. If the algorithm sees that you have watched like two or three videos with the drop challenge, with the song from the drop challenge, they're gonna feed you more videos with the Beyonce song, because they know, okay, this user loves watching drop challenge videos. Let's feed her more drop challenge videos. That's how the algorithm works. So that's why it's important to attach sound to your video. That's one reason why. Even if you reduce the volume to be super low on the sound, as long as you have that soundtrack attached to your video, TikTok will push your video to people that needs to see it. Same as Instagram Reel. And another thing I like about Instagram and TikTok is it has that like the ranking page. So you want to get on and use sounds that are not as popular when they're right before they blow up. Use those sounds. Because if you use a sound that has a million videos under it, or a million views, not a million, sorry, a million videos under it, exposure is not that great, versus if you use a sound that's on the come up and has like 1,000 videos under it, it's like, ooh, yes. Same thing on Reels. I think has like 500 or less, use it, because it's climbing up, you know? So that's my advice with sound, because you want to get on the ranking page earlier than later. And also with sound too, if you're using this particular sound, you can trigger people's emotion. Like I told you earlier with the three E's, emotion is one of it. And emotion is a big part. Big part on people, like it plays a role in people's videos, like people's attraction to your video. Like anytime I'm doing a comedy video, there's certain upbeat music I'll put behind it that's from the TikTok library, just so that way it just sets the tone for your video. So sound is so important overall. So to reiterate, so I make sure y'all picking up what I'm putting down, okay, honey? When you're creating videos, before you create a video, just remember, you want to provide one of these E's. Either your video's entertaining, provides a value of emotion, or provides a value of educational. It can be all three at once. It can be two at once. It can be at least, but make sure it's at least one of these. make sure you include hooks, all right? Hooks in the beginning of your video to really reel them in, to reel them in. A call to action so that way people remember, let me save this, let me, you know, whatever, whatever. Let me make sure I add this, comment. Some type of involve your community is so important. Involve them in your in the experience because they want to be part of the experience of the content creation. Use sound as a tool to spark emotion in your videos. Use sound as a tool to get on people's For You page. Use sound as a tool to, you know, to even like create your own trend, honestly, like with a voiceover thing. Use sound. And I think one thing I didn't mention too is your editing. The way you edit your videos is also important in like keeping people engaged. Instead of sitting down and talking, like if this podcast was a video podcast, well, it's kind of different because it's a podcast. But if I'm posting a TikTok video and I'm just telling a story, instead of me to just sit down in front of the camera and talk, I will utilize the elements of transition. You know, I start the video, you know, you need to be doing this in your morning routine. One location, the next location, maybe in my living room. Step number one, you know, meditate and journal. Step number two, and also it can just be you filming from different angles. You can be in the same spot, but one angle is you looking straight forward in the camera. Another one is looking up in the ceiling and the camera's facing you. Another one is from another angle from below. So switching those positions refocuses the audience attention. That's why it's important for you to like, you know, with your editing, the way you film it, play around with transitions, play around with camera angles, play around with, you know, with sound. So editing is so important in general for your video creation. So those are my top elements that create a poppin', engaging video. And if you have not been using any of these elements yet, please utilize it. Even if you only utilize one, just utilize one and just do it. And just see the difference in your video, honestly. And I hope this helps you out in general. If you enjoy the podcast, if you gain any knowledge from it, please screenshot this podcast, post it on your story, tag me at do it for the content. So do it the number for the content on Instagram. I would love to hear your testimonials if this worked for you, of course. And per usual, please leave a 5-star review with some testimonials too. I'm sharing that on our podcast page as well because it makes me very excited. I love hearing from you guys. And I look forward to seeing y'all do it for the content, okay?